This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The Russian Energy Chief Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak said Sunday that Moscow will not sell oil that is subject to a Western price cap, even if it has to cut production. Novak called the $60 a barrel price cap imposed Friday by the group of seven leading industrialized countries and Australia a gross interference in world energy trade, an action that could lead to a supply shortage. The cap aims to reduce Russia's oil earnings, which support its military, and the invasion of Ukraine. The price cap takes effect on Monday. The OPEC oil cartel has decided not to change its targets for sending oil to the global economy, with uncertainty looming over the effects of the Western sanctions against Russia. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon has more.
The Saudi-led Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries meets ahead of an EU boycott of most Russian oil and a price cap of $60 per barrel on Russian exports. Back in October, OPEC announced a 2 million barrels per day cut in oil production that still remains in effect and was met with much criticism. But while the US and Europe want to punish Russia for the war in Ukraine, they also want to prevent a sudden loss of Russian crude that could send oil and gasoline prices back up. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Meanwhile, the British Defense Ministry says a recent poll shows Russian public support for the war in Ukraine is dropping. In its daily intelligence update, it said data collected by Russia's Federal Protective Service indicated 55% of Russians favor peace talks with Ukraine, while only 25% say they support continuing the war. In April, some 80% of Russians were reported as supporting the invasion of Ukraine. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website.